Good morning, this is Nigel, and you're tuned in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. Well, global cues looked pretty weak over the weekend as the Dow dropped more than 450 points, while the S&P 500 posted its worst day since January amid the Fed Reserve's more cautious economic forecast and also global growth worries. Now, the US bond yield was the prime indicator of recession fears as the yield on the near-term bond overshot the 10-year yield, and that's known as an inverted yield structure. This occurred, in fact, for the first time since 2007. Asian markets as well, they have opened up deep in the red, and the SGX Nifty is indicating a cut of around 50 points odd. Now, in terms of our Indian markets, we did see some profit taking on Friday, though the Nifty is up nearly around 850 points from the lows that we saw in February. The FII flows continue to remain robust as they pumped in nearly around 1400 crore rupees, while the DIIs continue lightening their positions and net sold nearly around 700 crores. Well, it's expiry week, so things are expected to remain fairly volatile, and it'll be interesting to see whether the dip on the Nifty is bought at some point of the day, as the FII flows have been strong in the cash market and the FIIs are net long on the index futures as well. Remember, in the March 2019 series, the Nifty is up 650 points, so the bulls have been in the driver's seat for bulk of the series. Well, in terms of levels on the Nifty, the recent high of around 11,570 will act as a firm resistance, while on the downside, support lies closer towards the 11,400 mark odd. Now, shifting focus to stocks and news today, sources tell CNBC TV 18 the Jet Airways lenders will pick up a substantial stake in the company and will sell the company at a later date, indicating no promoter is likely to come in for the next 2 to around 3 months out. From the pharma pack, Glenmark will react as CNBC TV 18 accesses its Form 483 issued to Glenmark's Goa plant. Now, 5 observations have been issued by the US FDA. From the broader markets, we'll keep an eye out on Amber Enterprises. They've acquired 80% stake in Sidwal Refrigeration Industries for cash consideration. Remember, the total revenues of Sidwal was around 165 crores in the past fiscal. TTK Prestige Board will meet on March 29 to recommend issue of bonus shares, so keep an eye on that stock. And Bombay Dyeing, they've received part occupancy certificate for a project in Dadar. While the SGX Nifty is indicating a downtick of around 50 to 60 points, the big question is, will the bulls come to buy the Nifty at some part of the trading session? Well, this is Nigel signing off and wishing you a good Monday and a rocking week ahead.